And local news, the Raglan Community Board met this week with a long presentation from Regional Council about an internal bus service where the expert appeared to be saying we were wasting our time wanting to have an internal bus service and should look at beefing up the weekend service to Hamilton. He was also suggesting an on-demand service might be a good possibility, despite a recent survey showing that would be unpopular in Raglan. Luckily, the Community Board is going to meet with him soon to give some local input. From the open forum, there were complaints about the lack of a footpath on the steep part of Stewart Street, where the only option for residents is to walk on the road and maybe jump into the ditch if they have to make way for a car. There were also concerns about lack of progress on the erosion at Papahua, and a brief talk about fluoride in the water from Kane Titchener, who also did a full presentation to the public that evening at the church hall on Stewart Street. We also heard that the Wallace Street playground is to be upgraded shortly and that John Hart's garage will be demolished in September. And sporting news, the Raglan Roosters football team are playing the second match of their group in the Scottish Cup. It's supposed to be a knockout competition, but they're currently in the middle of a league format that will move to quarterfinals in August. They will be playing Waldorf Salad. Yes, that is the team name. At Papahua at 1 p.m. on Sunday, Waldorf Salad being a team from the second division below the Roosters, who are in the first division. Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team are away this weekend, taking on Hauraki Tigers this week at Rest Hills Park in Glenview, Hamilton on Saturday. And the final surf event of the season is happening this weekend at Manu Bay. The King and Queen of the Points is the richest event of the year with the most points on offer for the season. Reigning King Billy Stearman is competing overseas at the moment, so last year's runner-up Caleb Cutmore is looking to defend Raglan's honour, although he's far from alone with Luke Sederman and Cora Cooper, who plays third and fourth, and last year's edition of the event also making a return alongside Taylor Hutchinson, who currently leads the SNZ Surf Series ratings, Tom Robertson, Navra Malone, Tana Clapham, Luke Hughes and Luke Diamond will also be making an appearance representing the Raglan community. Current Queen of the Points, Ella Williams, will be away, so a new champion will be crowned in the female competition with a host of surfers around the country looking for the victory. Conditions for the points this weekend aren't great, though, with easterly set to dominate and pretty mediocre conditions throughout. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, the 16th of June, 2023.